working. Hooray. Hey!
Yay!
There's like birds chirping out here today.
I know. I was like, I thought I was hallucinating for a second there, but
no. I was just sitting here waiting, like you and I were chatting before we went live, and we're just going to stall for a moment for people to join us. But mm-hmm. I was sitting here and I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of bird activity happening.
Such it feels almost like, day.
Except that you can see my breath, it would almost feel like it was wanting to be spring today.
We can just pretend. We'll manifest that.
Yeah. Well, I was emceeing a big convention all weekend. And so it's like, you're like stuck indoors for days. And it was at the River Cree in Edmonton, and you can walk for miles and never go outside. Yes. So this morning I was like, I need some fresh air, or I feel like I'm going to go crazy. So I was like, I'll just do coffee club outside. But now that I've been out here for about 10 minutes, I'm like, it's really actually pretty chilly, everyone. Like, don't do it.
Well, you'll have to like do some jumping jacks or something.
Whoa.
Calm down. It's a Monday morning.
Calm down, Candace. I'm not doing jumping jacks. Are you kidding? Morning, Kelly. So much fun. We'll give people another moment. Please say hi as you join Coffee Club. Even if you're catching this on the replay and you're tuning in from the beginning, say hello in the comments. Let us know you're hanging out, because we will see your comments and chit chat with you later and have some fun. And we're kicking off this Monday morning with a special guest. So I'm excited about that. And we've got coffee.
Perfect.
Now, my first, I guess, really important question, Candace, is just, are you a coffee drinker or are you a tea drinker?
Or neither? I drink both.
Uh-huh.
I would probably say I prefer coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love like a good like chai tea. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it depends where it comes from.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? It depends what cup you're drinking out of. Yes. And it depends where it comes from. Those are the big
things. Absolutely. Yeah. I can do either. Yeah.
I love that. Okay. And you know, I feel like, well, maybe it made a comeback with the creation of the London fog and that whole trend, but I feel like Earl Grey tea was a really underrated tea for a long time.
Maybe. I'm going to get haters on here today. Mm-hmm. I don't like London fog. It tastes like pine salt to me. Like, you know, how you smell pine salt. That's what London fogs taste to me.
I don't know where you're drinking yours from, but maybe there's a weird ingredient.
Have tried a few places and they all taste like that. But I've said that to somebody else. They were like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I can't do it.
That's all right.
But I'll still drink an Earl Grey tea. So that's why I'm like, what is happening?
I know. It's just Earl Grey with vanilla.
Yeah.
It's a I don't know. Maybe the combination just doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
It's like cilantro. People can be like, oh, it's so amazing. But it honest to goodness tastes like soap to me. I was like, how are you enjoying this? It's
I can like take it or leave it, whatever.
Anyway, very bizarre. We digress. The important first world problems that we have on this Monday morning, for sure. But
probably too expensive to buy. Right.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to have that today. So.
Well, welcome, Candace, to Virtual Coffee Club and everybody else who's joining us on this Monday. I know you have been on my list of people to connect with on the show for a long time. So I'm glad we finally made it happen, because you're always kind of in the know of all the cool things that are happening in the community where you live in High River. And the reason we're connecting this morning is because you've got another cool new adventure that you've launched this year, and really excited. Yeah. And so people may have heard of Wine Women and Wellbeing, because is it national? Is it global? Like
So right now it's just across Canada.
Okay.
But also in France, because Lisa Webb, the founder of Wine Women and Wellbeing, her husband's job is obviously very cool, and she had to go and live in France for a year. So she has done it a little bit in France. So like kind of global, but not, you know, worldwide yet.
Yeah. Has the potential to be there.
Has potential,
which is kind of cool.
But it originated in Calgary. Lisa moved to Calgary. Again, because her husband has this job where he travels all over the world. She always kind of felt like she was lacking that connection and community and stuff. And so she was in Calgary for quite some time. So in 2019, she started doing this just kind of like, you know, out of a little community center or whatever. And she'd bring someone and women would show up and they would connect. And it just like, then it like grew to be this women asking to be part of it. And can I present and can I share this? And it grew and grew. And then people would come with like their girlfriends from another town. So then they were like, can I do this in whatever city or town? And so it just kind of has grown to that. And so now we're over 30 branches across Canada. So that's exciting.
Which
And
is kind of
so,
cool.
yeah, it's very cool. I went to them in Calgary a couple times. And then there was one in Okotoks for a brief time. They had some great events, and it really is just like a cool thing to be a part of, because you can come with your friends, but like let's say you're new to our community and you are looking for that connection and just to make some new friends, like just come by yourself. We're a welcoming bunch, and you just never know who you're gonna meet and connect with. And there's wine. You don't have to drink wine. I'm gonna do the disclaimer now, but it just sounds good, right? One woman is
Well,
good. It just sounds
a good opportunity for alliteration has to be taken,
like
but
a marketing 101.
whatever wine, women, and well-being.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you would like to drink. So yeah, but no. So it's exciting. I've been thinking about doing it for a while, and then I jokingly say I turned 40 in January, and I maybe thought now is a good time for a midlife crisis, and I quit my 10-year career, but then I couldn't really fully quit it, obviously. So I'm going to do wine, women, and well-being events instead.
You just not necessarily quit, you shifted.
Shifted. Well, I quit first, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to shift, because I was like, oh, I'm already missing like that is what I loved about event planning, is like that connection with people. And I love the like chaos that is an event of just organizing and getting people together and then just socializing with everybody that's there. So and then I love my community, and I was like, I just think that High River needs this, and I think it's ready for it. I just see a lot of cool things happening in our community with other local women and entrepreneurs and stuff. So I was like, let's give it a go. So I'm here. We have our first event coming up February 16th. And so then I just started harassing you to come on your show.
Which I'm so glad, because like I said, you were already on the list, and I saw that you had started the social media sort of promoting that there was a wine, women, and well-being branch in the community. And I mean, I've followed what you've been doing for a long time because you're one of those amazing community builders. And I always get really excited about people who want to build community within community. And any opportunity for collaboration that comes up, I feel like 2023's like the pulse of this year is collaborating. And we're going to see a lot more of that in communities across the country, or I sure hope so, because that's the way we get back together again. And coming out of a pandemic, which we never thought we'd see ourselves going into, this is the perfect thing. But being from the community of High River, you and I both know that connecting is what builds communities back. And so we can really speak from experience when we say to other communities who will watch and connect with us through Coffee Club, you know, these are great ideas and ways for you to build that community back. And that's what's essential after an opportunity where there was a lot of separation. And I think we can say the pandemic offered a lot of separation. So, yeah. We won't necessarily go there, but we're going to just touch that there was a lot of separation. And so, how do we bring community back, and how do we build that? And your event is one of those ways that I think is going to do that really cool. So, good on you. I'm proud
Thank
of
you.
you.
Thank you. No, I'm just really excited about it. So we're gonna do Galentine's and goals. At first I was like, should I do Galentine's and goals in February? But I don't know about you, but everybody that I've kind of like watched, influencers, whatever, let's be real, January is like a write-off. There's like something weird in the air. You just didn't feel motivated to like do your typical goal setting and stuff like that. So I was like, no, you know what? We can do it. And then the great part about it too is the other Jody is what we'll call her, who's doing the vision board class. She believes that you can start a vision board wherever, or maybe you built one in January. Now in February, you're like, I'm not feeling some of that. So you're going to change it because you want to be able to put your energy into what you're really passionate and want to succeed at. So I've dived into that. I also just thought it was going to be like a really, I'm looking at it kind of like an icebreaker, because we are going to be in a room filled with women. And I don't know about you, but when I'm in a room full of women with good ideas, I like steal some ideas.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and or share some. And that really like inspires me to like actually do the work to make them happen. So I don't want people to think like this is a very like dedicated, intense workshop. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Like scrapbooking with your girlfriends.
Basically. Well, and I said too, I was talking about it the other day and someone's like, well, I already built a vision board in February, so I don't know if it would be for me. But the thing is you can build multiple vision boards about different things, or just bring some fun pictures and just build a collage with friends, come out and meet some people, come hang out. And I think just help launch this first event and this first opportunity to connect with people in your community in February.
Absolutely. Maybe you can like bring a friend with you and you could do a vision board together. Like I have one of my girlfriends, we want to like go on a couple trips this year, and we have some like different goals that like go together with each other. And then I'm like, we're never going to do this if we at least don't put them on the freaking calendar right now. So, you know, even look at it that way. It's a fun time. And again, that's not the full purpose of the event. We want people to connect and make friends with other ladies in our community. It's also a big part of it is to promote and support other female entrepreneurs and business owners. So we have Jill from Our Heritage Wheat Company. That's a long one. I was like, don't mess it up, Candace. And she's bringing some, she makes like pre-made cake mixes, brownie mixes. There's a cinnamon waffle one.
Ooh.
I was like, that, I should have made that this morning. And
that that sounds amazing.
Right. And so, and they're like just home pre-made. So she's going to have that there. And so she will be our vendor spotlight for the night. We have some, she's giving some door prizes away. And then she also just messaged me on the weekend and said she's making these like cookie sandwiches. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm like,
you had me at sandwich cookies. Right. Like, I don't even care what's in the middle.
Exactly. That's kind of what I was thinking. So that's really nice. And I actually had never heard of her company before. So that's really cool, because it's bringing local small shops to the forefront of people's minds and connecting that way too, which I freaking love that part of it. Yeah. I love learning about new businesses. So
No, I think you're collaborating a cool, like a bunch of things together, which I think is neat. So anybody who's watching from outside of the High River area, if you're close by, you're welcome to come.
Absolutely.
If you're not close by, I would encourage you to look and see if there is one of these branches in your community, because we know, as Candace said, there's about 30 across Canada. And if there isn't, maybe this is your sign to start one in your neck of the woods.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can find, so when you type wine, women, and well-being into any search engine, it'll come up. They have a website. And then obviously every chapter, like mine, has High River on the end. So like on Instagram, there's a lot of us. So just find the one closest to you, or the main one. This is Wine, Women, Wellbeing by itself. And you can reach out, connect to Lisa. And she can, and even if you can't find the one you're looking for, she might be able to tell you the closest one.
Yeah.
Right. So she knows where they're all happening. But it's a fun vibe. I remember going to my very first one in Calgary and I was like, I need to do this.
When you went to one where you got to meet like Jillian Harris, right?
Yeah, that was my first one. That was right before the bad P word came along.
before the P word. We had an F word in High River. Now we got a P word.
Yeah, we got all the words in High River.
It's kind of fun. And I want to say, for anybody who is in the High River area who would like to come and join us on February the 16th, there is a code that you can use to save $10 if you want to come. So hang on.
I have a button for this.
We got to have a button for this. Hang on. I got to type in my code.
Yeah.
It's, if you're currently on Facebook or YouTube watching this, you can see the code right there. So it's fine.
Yeah. And with your ticket price, you get a complimentary beverage of your choice is what I'm saying. And then all of the supplies to make your vision board. So like the glue, the magazines, I don't know all the things, scissors, tape, all the things
Yeah.
will be provided for you. But the other cool part, if you want to like bring your laptop and do it digitally, you can do it digitally.
Yeah.
If you want to put it in like a really pretty frame, you can bring the base of your like the back of your frame and do it right on that. So you have to kind of bring like the base of whatever you would like to do it on, but I'm gonna bring some poster boards and stuff just in case.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I love
So,
that. So it's through Eventbrite is where you grab your tickets. So the link is on our socials now. This is the code that you can put in to save some money. So I would encourage you to do that so you can come and join us on the 16th. And we're just gonna have some fun with it.
it's gonna be fun. Yeah.
It's gonna be
I'm
so
excited.
good. Rhonda's like, we need one of this for Nanton. You know what? Nanton's only 20 minutes away.
It's like
Come
a
on up, girl.
come on up,
Come
exactly.
on up.
Yes. You can like carpool
Yeah.
Nanton. So then if you want to have more than one beverage, you can. Because we definitely drink responsibly, but
Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely.
But yeah, come on up, Rhonda. Oh, I just figured out how you're reading on the comments. I see them now. It's one of the things.
Yeah, Amanda says, I can't wait to meet some new people. I know, I
No,
think it's
there's
going to be really cool and just a night out that it's carefree and it's fun, but you're going to walk away with something at the same time, which I think
yes.
is just awesome. It's like secret learning,
Yeah.
right?
Like going to school, but way more fun.
But way more fun.
You get
Like
to drink.
reading a book you enjoy, and then you're like, oh, I learned something
Yeah,
too. Like
exactly.
amazeballs. Yeah.
You get better because you'll probably learn something about yourself
Yeah, I
and
think
what
it
you
will
want
be
to
really
do.
fun. So grab
Yes.
your tickets. There's a few left. We want to fill the place up. We want to have some fun on the 16th. And if you can save 10 bucks, you can save 10 bucks. So use that code and do that. And then after, we're going to announce the March one. And I think it's going to be pretty fun in March. Just
I think
saying. Maybe I'm
it's
biased.
gonna be
Yeah.
really fun. Just a little, but you know, I think it's gonna be great. Oh,
But we
and
will.
that is because I didn't get to drink wine at school.
Yeah, I hope you didn't drink wine at school. I guess college you
Barely.
could, but
I feel like some of our students did.
so good.
Yeah.
Candace, thank you for connecting with us this morning,
Yeah,
and
thanks
thank
for
you
having me.
for being one of the people that, sometimes I think in community we have ideas and we're like, oh, it'd be really cool if somebody did that, and it'd be really cool if somebody did that. But you are often the somebody who's like, okay, well, I'll try. Like, I'll do it. I'll step
Totally.
up and do it. And that takes courage and it takes time and all of these pieces. And so I just wanted to take a moment to applaud you for always being somebody who wants to step in and help, no matter how much work it will be, no matter how much whatever. You just always step in to do that to keep community connected. And so kudos to you today.
You. And I think that just comes from like growing up. I don't know if you can tell, but I am in a wheelchair, but my community supported my family so much as we like navigated through the disease. So, like my community fundraised for like my very first wheelchair. And so
Yeah.
I just have that connection. And so like if I can do some fun things to bring our community together and give back a little bit to kind of like show my thanks in that, and I definitely won't be a part of it. So I think this will be fun
Yeah.
way to do that. So yeah.
I love
I
that.
hope to see all of you tuning in. We
Just
can
gonna have
pack
some
the
fun.
room. If I have to expand the ballroom at the Heritage, we will make it happen.
We'll
That's
make it
for sure.
happen. Yeah,
Exactly.
that sounds perfect. All
Well,
right.
thank you for
Well,
having me.
my pleasure. I look forward to seeing you on the 16th and having some
Yes.
fun, and everybody else who will hopefully come and join us. And
Absolutely.
it's going to be once a month moving
Yeah.
forward, right?
Yep.
About.
Next plan. Yep.
So make sure you go and follow Wine Women Wellbeing High River on Instagram so you can keep up with all of the cool announcements of what will be next.
Yeah.
And we'll just look forward to creating community together.
Absolutely. And we are on Facebook under the same name too. So
Perfect. Okay.
I know some people don't do Instagram,
That's true.
yeah,
They
you can
don't.
find me anywhere now.
Anywhere.
Yes.
You
Awesome.
can find Candace anywhere.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. Cheers
Thank
to you, my
you.
friend.
Yes, to you too.
Have an amazing rest of your Monday.
You as well. Thank you.
And friends, we will see you back here on Wednesday morning at 9:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Have a good start to your week.
See ya. Bye.